Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the Church of Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation on Zion in Libertyville, Texas. Today is October 17, 2016, or it is April 10, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. I love that old cross, for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners, lost slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, and my trophies at last I lay down, and will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. That old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left His glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So cherish the old rugged cross, and my trophies at last I lay down, and will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, of wondrous beauty I see. What was on the old cross, Joshua suffered and died, to pardon and sanctify me. So cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross, love will ever be true, His shame and reproach gladly bear. And You'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So cherish your rugged cross, and my trophies at last I lay down, and will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. Yeshua, our righteousness, part 2. We're going to continue our study from Time of Greeting, volume 2, number 35. We're going to finish out that study that B.T. Hoff made back in 1948, I believe. And then we're going to continue on with Jeremiah 23. And John chapter 10, hopefully. It says on verse page 28, of the Yeshua Our Righteousness, Tommy Green, Volume 2, Number 35. It says, when you therefore make the kingdom of Yahweh your chief interest, then you will most surely find yourself in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing and reaping Elohim's richest blessing. You can then rest assured that he will open the way and take you where you need to be, even if he has to lift you out of the well and to tell the Ishmaelites to carry you into Egypt and to put you working in the Potiphar's house. He may even have to take you into prison before he seats you with Pharaoh on the throne. Or he may cause you to run away from Egypt and have you keep sheep around Mount Horeb. He may bring you against the Red Sea while the Egyptians are pursuing you. He may bring you into the desert where there is neither water nor food. The lion and the bear may come to take your land. Goliath to kill your people, and the king may cast you in the fiery furnace or in the lion's den. Yes, hundreds and thousands of things may happen, but he that trusts in the Father and does his work well shall find all these so-called hindrances or mishaps wonderful deliverances and avenues to success, all carrying out Yahweh's marvelous plan and Yahweh's way towards your promotion from one great thing to another. When you are in Yahweh's care and in his control, never say the devil did this or that regardless what it be, for he can do nothing except he is allowed to do it. Always give Yahweh the credit. I came to America not because I wanted to, but because Yahweh wanted me to. And since I knew not my future work, and as Yahweh could then no more make me understand than he could at first make Joseph understand his trip to Egypt, I was therefore driven out of the country at the point of a gun, as was Moses driven out of Egypt, although I had done nothing to bring trouble upon myself. And who do you suppose led the rebels to storm me out of the country? None other but the Greek Orthodox bishop of the province. And where do you suppose he sponsored his pursuing campaign? In the church on Sunday morning, while in his full regalia, and about 20 feet from where I stood. At that time I knew not what my going away from home to such a distant land was about. But now I know as well as Joseph knew that his brethren's hope to defeat Yahweh's plan for him was but Yahweh's plan to get him down into Egypt, and so rather than to thwart the plan, they really caused the plan to be carried out. When things go contrary to one's will and way today, most Christians give credit to the devil. Only when things go according unto their liking do they give credit to Yahweh. Balaam, too, was happy when the way opened for him to go to Balak. But when the angel Yahweh blocked the road he was traveling on, then Balaam became as mad as a dog and smote the ass. No, nothing but you yourself can defeat Elohim's plans for you. Be it your friends or your enemies, be it beasts or kings, you will find them all unwittingly or wittingly working for your good rather than for your harm if you are doing Elohim's bidding. What a rich resource heaven is, and who knows it? Remember now that whatever may stand in your way, be it the Red Sea or the River Jordan, be it a mountain or be it a desert, it shall become your very stepping stone. Such as this is the righteousness of the Yeshua. And you can have it at the cost of your own righteousness, then you will find the Yeshua's way as much higher than yours as the heaven is higher than the earth. When this happens, then only you will understandably say, Yeshua or righteousness. thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Yahshua forever, for in the Yahshua, Messiah, is everlasting strength, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low even unto the ground, he bringeth it even unto the dust, the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. Isaiah 26:3-6. Okay, that brings us to the end of Time Degree, Volume 2, Number 35. And we have, the next study is the number 36, would be Democracy, Communism, Catholicism, or Protestantism, which rules next? History and Prophecy, Commandments and Statutes, the Bible. Alright. It says, I'll tell you what, let's now go into read Jeremiah for continuation of the Yahshua or righteousness subject, and let's see what we come up with there. I've been visiting this Baptist Gentile church down here, and I finally twisted the old dragon's tail, and I got called out by the teacher of the Sunday school class saying that he could no more tolerate my injections into the Sunday school class, even though I was following the format and the outline of his study that he had for the class. It's still upsetting because this was a strange language. They had never heard anything like it before, and it upset them. And the shepherd of the sheep became alarmed, and he called me out and said, "Can't tolerate that no more." He said, "I'm here as a protector of these people, and I got to protect them at all costs." Because he said, "We have sick among us. We have people that's got all kinds of different kinds of problems," and he said, "I have to protect them." Okay. So, there it goes. He said, "If you want to continue on, you can continue on coming to church and worshiping with us, but keep your mouth shut," in other words. Alright, Jeremiah 23. The chapter is a righteous king promised. "Woe be unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture," saith the Yahshua. Now this is the Son talking, upper and lower case. "Therefore thus saith the Yahshua, Messiah of the King of the Israel, against the pastures that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock, and have driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing," saith the Yahshua. "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whither I have driven them, will bring them again unto their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking," saith the Yahshua. "Behold, the days come," saith the Yahshua, "that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Yahshua, or righteousness. Therefore, behold, the day is come, saith Yahshua, that they shall no more say, the Yahshua liveth, has brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Yahshua liveth, was brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country, and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Judgments on false prophets. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome. Because of Yahshua and because of the works of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith Yahshua. So he says, in my house. Now, I heard this preacher say yesterday at the Sunday school church, the Baptist church, he said, well, this is the house of God. I said, yeah. And God is a title for Satan, the devil, here on this earth. So I said, yeah, because you don't keep the Sabbath. You've got that steeple on top of your church out there, which is a symbol of Babylon, of the Catholic Church. I said, so it says, both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith Yahshua. So Yahshua's house today is Adventist church. Whether they will continue to acknowledge that or not, they're the Adventist church. It's not the Baptist church. It's not any of these here Sunday-keeping Protestant churches. But they all will tell you that they're the true house. Okay. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. Now, it's talking about the Seventh-day Adventists, the spiritual Israel of the day, actually here. And it's also, if anyone else, any other denomination claiming that we're the true house of Yahweh, then they're also fit into this category. And all the Baptist churches, Methodists, I've visited all of them, they all claim the same thing. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith Yahweh. Yeshua. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, and none doth return from his wickedness. They were all of them unto me as Sodom and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Yahshua the host, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness, going forth into all the land. Thus saith Yahshua the host, hearken not unto the words of the prophet. That prophesy on you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Yahshua. They say still unto them that despise me, the Yahshua has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Yahshua and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, the whirlwind of the Yahshua is going forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. This is talking about all the wicked, whether they be in the Adventist church or a Protestant church. It doesn't make any difference. Wherever they may be found, the anger of the Yahshua shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they have stood in my counsel and had told my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Am I a Yahweh at hand, saith the, or am I a Savior at hand, saith the Yahshua, and not a Savior afar off? Can any hide himself in the secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Yahshua? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Yahshua? I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, Yahshua, that is, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man unto his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. So what are they telling their dreams about? And they substituted the title Baal for Yahshua's name here in the Old Testament. And so that's how they cause the people to forget the real name of our deities in heaven, Yahshua, Yahweh, Elohim, the Father. Okay, for the prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? Saith the Yahshua. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Yahshua, and like the hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, saith the Yahshua, that steal my words, even one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Yahshua, that uses their tongues and say, he said. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Yahshua, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Yahshua. And when this people, or the prophet, or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Yahshua? Thou shalt then say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Yahshua. And as for the prophet, and the priest, and the people that shall say the burden of the Yahshua, I will even punish that man in his house. Thus shall you say every one unto his neighbor, and every one unto his brother. What hath the Yahshua answered? And what hath the Yahshua spoken? And the burden of the Yahshua shall ye mention no more. For every man's word shall be his burden. For ye have perverted the words of the living Elohim, of the Yahshua of the host, our Savior, our King of Israel. Thus shalt thou say unto the prophet, what hath the Yahshua answered thee? And what hath the Yahshua spoken? But since you say the burden of the Yahshua, therefore thus saith he, be like Yahshua himself. Because you say this word, the burden of the Yahshua, and I have sent and you saying, you shall not say the burden of the Yahshua. Therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and I will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your father, and cast you out of my presence. And I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you, and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. Okay, we're going to deal a little bit now with the king of Babylon. He says, Jeremiah 28, verse 1, and it came to pass the same year in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of Yahweh and the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaketh Yahshua of hosts, the king of Israel. This talking about the Yahshua, the son. He's the king of Israel. Saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Okay. So now here's Jeremiah getting a message from Yahshua the son, that he has broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Who is the king of Babylon at this time? It's Belshazzar. I believe it might have been still Nebuchadnezzar, but I think it's the king Belshazzar, because he's the last king of Babylon that was overthrown by Cyrus, which today is antithetical Donald Trump. So let's look at it. Jeremiah 23:8, verse 3. Within 2 or 4 years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Yahweh's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar carried them to Babylon, but Belshazzar ended up with them. Okay, so they had a 2-year warning ahead of time what Yahweh is going to do. It said in 2 years. Jeremiah 28:4. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, which with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, said to Yahweh, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. So today we have Obama representing the king of Babylon today, and a typical Belshazzar. He's got the king, the children of Judah, and typical Judah in captivity again today. And Donald Trump, believe it or not, started his campaign time he runs for the president, November 2016. He will have been running for 18 months for the presidency. So it'll be just about 2 years before he came on the scene and started running for the presidency. That's about a two-year period to prepare the antithetical King Cyrus, Donald Trump, for the deliverance to set my captives free of Judah. And you just go to Isaiah 45 and verse 13, and you can read all about it. And I'll go read it to you. It says that I have raised him up, this antithetical Cyrus, in righteousness. And I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith Yahshua of hosts. This is the son again talking. He's talking to Isaiah now. Thus saith Yahshua, the labor of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely Yahweh is in thee. And typical Cyrus, Donald Trump, and there is none else. There is no other deliverer like the king of Israel, Yahshua. For he has raised up his servant Antipater Cyrus today to deliver his children. It says so right here. Jeremiah 45, verse 13 through 14. Okay. So now we go back once again to Jeremiah 28. Verse 5, it says, Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priest, and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of Yahweh. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen, Yahweh do so, for the Yahweh performed thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Yahweh's house, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Well, it shows right here that Israel is going to end up as a ruler at last, and Babylon is going to be destroyed. Nevertheless, hear thou, Nevertheless, verse 7. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people. For the prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war, and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of his prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Yahweh hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. And Hananiah spake to the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. So, this is the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, the first king of Babylon. Okay. Then the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith Yahshua of hosts, the king of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also. Now this is talking about all those nations of Judah, of Israel, of the Hebrews. This is the prophecy that sent to them, that there's been a yoke of iron put up on the necks of all of these Hebrew nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, for 70 years, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beast of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, The prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Yahweh hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people a trust in a lie. Now that's what these Gentile preachers are doing. That's what these Adventist preachers are doing. It says so in Jeremiah 23, verse 1. They're false pastors and shepherds. Therefore thus saith the Yahweh, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die because thou hast taught rebellion against the Yahweh. But I just got more or less told not to come back to this Gentile church because they think that I'm there to bring about an insurrection, and they're the ones that are in rebellion. So this prophecy is for them as well. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 7th month. Okay, so that's Jeremiah 28. Now let's see what else we have here in Jeremiah to deal with Yeshua or righteousness, or the king of Babylon, I mean, as well. So we go to Jeremiah 29. It says, By the hand of Elasar, the king of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Ahab, the son of Kolaiah, and of Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, which prophesied a lie unto you in my name, Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes, and of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, The Yahweh made thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, has shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy? And say, Thus saith Yahweh, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eye. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And now therefore thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. I'm in actually Jeremiah 32, verse 36 now. He shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Okay, now let's go back to Jeremiah 29. I got it. Well, actually, let's just go ahead and deal with Jeremiah 32, all of it, the whole chapter. Let's start with verse 1. The word that came unto Jeremiah from Yahweh in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of the Judah's house. But Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will give this city to the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered to the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith Yahweh. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, behold, Hananiah, the son of Shallum, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy. So Hananiah, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of Yahweh, and said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is at Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yahweh. And I bought the field of Hananiah, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and raised him the money even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money and the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, and the son of Hananiah, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, take the evidence, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the king of Israel, Yahshua of hosts, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed unto Yahweh, said, O Lord Yahweh Elohim, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompenses the iniquity that follows into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty Yahweh, the Yahweh of hosts, Yahshua of hosts is his name. So the mighty Yahshua, that's the Son. The Almighty is the Father. Jeremiah 32:19. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according unto his ways and according unto the fruit of his doing. Which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and hath made thee a name as at this day, and hast brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror, and hast given them this land which thou didst swear unto their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mouth, they are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans, as fight against it because of the sword and of the famine and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Yahweh Elohim, buy the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Yahweh, the Elohim of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? There you go. Jeremiah 32:28. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city, and burn it with the houses upon whose roof they have offered incense unto Baal, and poured out drink offerings unto other gods to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, saith Yahweh. For this day hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger, and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. But they sit their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination, to cause Judah to sin. And now therefore thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, concerning this city whereof you say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will give them out of all countries whither I have driven them, in mine anger, and in my fury, and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not take away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land, as surely with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Jeremiah 32:42. For thus saith Yahweh, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land, whereof you say, it is desolate without man or beast. It is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, subscribe evidences, seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, saith Yahweh. End of Jeremiah 32. Now let's continue on with Jeremiah 33. That's where we're dealing more with the Yeshua, our righteousness. Let's start with verse 1. Let's try and get there. Okay, start with verse 1, Jeremiah 33. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, the maker thereof, the Yahweh that formed it, to establish it, Yahweh is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith Yahweh, the king of the Elohim of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mountains and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger, and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. They shall be unto me a name of joy and a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure on earth. Thus saith Yahweh. Again there shall be heard in this place, which you say shall be desolate without man, without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, that are desolate without man and without inhabitant and without beast. For the voice of the joy and the voice of the gladness, for the voice of the bridegroom, and for the voice of the bride, for the voice of them that shall say, Praise the Yahweh, the Yahshua of the host, for the Yahshua is good, for his mercy endures forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Yahweh, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Yahweh. Jeremiah 33:12. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, again this place which is desolate without man, without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be an habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith Yahweh. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and unto the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause a branch of righteousness to grow up under David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Who is this? This is Antiochus David, the one that's speaking to you right now. Jeremiah 33:16. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Yahshua, our righteousness. For thus saith Yahshua, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. In other words, that is not an exact descriptive rendering of making it plain that it should read something like this. For thus saith the Yahshua, for the David, and the typical David, and the typical David in the top, shall never want, he shall never fear, in other words, to have someone to succeed him down his royal line, down through the ages, his descendants. He shall never worry about not having someone available to sit upon the throne of David when the throne of David is in operation. Whenever it's in operation down through the streams of time, then there will always be a descendant of David, of the royal line, sitting upon that throne. Now, Yahshua happens to be a descendant of the royal line of David. It says so right there in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, 2, and 3. It just so explains it. And also in Isaiah 9, verse 6, 7, and 8. Okay. Said Yahshua the Son is one of these of the royal line, but he is not the only one. But Yahshua is the last one of the royal line of David to sit upon the throne of David as the king of not only Judah, but of all Israel and of all the earth. Whereas his antitypical Elijah David is his visible servant that sits upon that same throne beside the Savior. Because it is the throne of David, and Yahshua sits upon that throne. In other words, you have an invisible king and a visible king at the same time that is occupying that throne of David in these last days. Okay. And Jeremiah 33:18, it says, neither shall the priest, the Levites, nor the man before me offer burnt offerings and the kettle meat offerings and the sacrifice continually. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season, and may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne. Okay, and with the Levites, the priests, my mission. In other words, if you can break my covenant of the day and of the night, of the sun and the moon and the stars, the heavenly hosts, that marks the time for the times and seasons here on earth, you can break that covenant. And you can also break that covenant I made with David. Okay, now I said, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measure, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, for the two families which the Yahweh hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Thus saith the Yahweh, if my covenant be not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and the earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In other words, I will not take of the seed of David to be ruler over all the 12 tribes of Israel again in the last days, as I point them in the type. And I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. In 1 Samuel 20, 16, it says, so Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Yahweh even it required at the hand of David's enemies. And Jonathan taught David to swear again because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said unto David, tomorrow is the new moon. That's the holy day. It's the Sabbath day. Just look it up there in Leviticus 23:24. And thou shalt be missed, because thy seed shall be empty. Alright, now let's go to the next verse that has the covenant of David in it. And it says, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, even unto King Solomon and in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh out of the city of David, which is Zion, which is in Zion. 1 Chronicles 11, verse 3. Therefore came all the elders of Israel unto the king unto Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Yahweh, and they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of Yahweh by Samuel. 1 Chronicles 15:25. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over 1,000 went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. 1 Chronicles 15:29. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh came unto the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw the king David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. 2 Chronicles 17:1. And it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said unto Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of Yahweh remaineth under curtains. 1 Chronicles 28:2. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh, and for the fortitude of our Elohim, and had made ready for the building. 2 Chronicles 5:2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh and of the city of David. 2 Chronicles 13:5. Ought ye not to know that the Yahweh Elohim of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and unto his son by a covenant of salt? Chronicles 21:7. Howbeit the Yahweh would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light unto him and to his sons forever. All the congregation made a covenant with the king and the house of Yahweh, and he said unto them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Yahweh hath said, of the sons of David. Isaiah 55:3. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So Isaiah is a Latter-day Gospel prophet, and we're running out of time. It looks like that our time is all up. Let's just close now with a song. He touched me. Shackles he heard her, gave the load of guilt and shame. When the hand of your soul touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy lifted my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. That summer this blessed Savior, since he comes and made me whole, I will never seek to praise him, nor shall it for eternity roam. Touch me, oh, touch me.